Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Questions without notice. For the Man Shake. Lose the beer gut without losing the beers. Visit themanshake.com.au.
Fun Friday it is. Fun Friday preview of the grand final on October the 23rd, which is unusual. Wispy, aren't there a question without notice? I suppose it is. Are you getting a sense that Richmond fans have, like, they've got this sort of woe is me attitude at the moment, that everyone's barracking for Geelong and poor old us? Because I'll read this. Breaking news, Richmond have decided not to contest the grand final. The commentary of experts has convinced them they are no chance. Dangerfield's been handed a virtual Norm Smith and Junior a virtual carry-off. Too good Geelong. You getting that sense that the Richmond fans think that the world's against them?
Yes, I think they do think that. And this from Steve. Noticed you conveniently left out my stats on the Tigers at the Gabba. That didn't suit your narrative, Tim. Please do me the courtesy of reading the full text or simply don't bother.
I think there's a siege mentality. We love, we love the
Go
Tigers.
Go on, Steve. Lighten up, buddy.
You've won 2 out of 3. We've loved you and respected you, and you're on the verge of something unbelievable. So I don't think you need to be so insecure.
Hey, Gary, what about this? Okay, we know there's a 30% chance of there being a storm at the Gabba in Brisbane on Saturday night. Okay, we know these storms are electrical up there, which brings lightning, of course. What are the chances of the game being shut down for a period of time while the storm passes? Can you imagine that?
Wouldn't surprise me. Not this
year. It wouldn't surprise me either.
Not at all. In these stormy, balmy, tropical conditions, Wisp, we may have a 10 or 15 minute delay.
What if it's an hour delay? So what do
fine.
We do?
We'll just
what
wait.
Do we do then?
Well, we'll replay the ultimate preview.
On the big screen.
On the big screen. And
hey, they need to have that ready. That's a very good idea.
I think so.
They need to have that ready.
Jai Corbell's chosen Essendon over St Kilda. 5 years at a reported 550. Oh, my 8:30 man has text through. I haven't done that
Oh,
yet.
Yes. What have you got?
He has text through this. I'll read the whole thing verbatim and then you can make up your mind.
Okay.
St Kilda and Crows got together for a deal re Brad Crouch to ensure Adelaide get compensation pick number 2. So there you go, because the thought is that the money's not there enough to give them the compensation. Could they, I'm posing this question, have got together? Initially, the Crouch money fell under what was required to make it happen. So Saints bumped up his wage to get the average over 700, originally around 550. Which wasn't enough. In turn, the Crows will take both Webster and Dunstan in exchange for a set of Steak Knives late draft choices. By the Crows taking Webster and Dunstan totally off St Kilda's salary cap, hence the upgrade to the dollars available for Crouch and pick 2.
Okay, so just to back over that, so they bump up the salary, so that then means that they qualify for pick 2, and they also throw in Dunstan and Webster on top of that.
Yeah,
so they end up with pick 2, Dunstan, Webster.
And Adelaide are going to take that money.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to take that and put on their salary cap. Well, they should have plenty of room on their salary cap for that.
And the other one, that Nakia Cockatoo, is off to the Brisbane Lions to try and get his career restarted. So that's my 8:30 man. There you go.
What
He's been
that,
in good
though?
Form.
What about that, though? If they get him restarted, okay, and we hear they've got some magical healing power up there, they're going to clean up Joey Danaher and they're going to make him better than he's ever been before, and then they're going to clean up Nakia Cockatoo. He's had some real trouble with soft tissue. So I tell you what, if they get both those blokes running, up and running, we've been talking about how Geelong are going to be improved by Jeremy Cameron. I'd think the Brisbane Lions have probably got them covered.
Big show coming up after us. Big Kano, who's going to be on the volcano. I've just written down what he's had on, but I've forgotten where I've written it. He has got coming up... leave me with it. Don't help me. I don't know. So he's got Sean Wren coming on. He's got Gary Ayres. I think Fieldy and Hutto are coming on as well. So that'll be big. And then up in Sydney, Matty Johns has his first show for our SEN station up in Sydney. So he's debuting today and his brother's co-hosting with him, Wispy. So that'll be big news up in Sydney.
They've got a whole family show going, I think. Haven't they got some sort of Johns show on YouTube or something? The whole Johns family participates? Or did I just hear that incorrectly somewhere?
No, I'm not sure about that. I'm just reading these for Richmond. I love it. I'm a lifelong 45-year-old Tiger. I can't keep up. It's gone nuts. My dad is hyperventilating over the Tiger haters. This is like the 60s and 70s. They all hate us again. he's loving it. His dad's 80. I think it's 88.
No one's hating Richmond. Everybody admires Richmond and what they're doing.
Don't say that. Just keep the. I like the siege mentality.
Hey, what about. Is that. That's not draft tampering in any way. That's just a rort. That's what somebody's just sent through. Pick two. What a rort.
Hey, Tim. I got something.
That's the system. You can work inside the system.
I've got something very special to announce today. We're going to do it right now. Now, James Wilder. James Wilder is an 83-year-old man from Mildura. He's apparently just a household name up there. He's everyone's mate in town. Had the grand final been at the MCG, it would have been the 50th one he's attended. So obviously it's not. So hoping to get a ticket, he flew to Darwin, spent the 14 days in quarantine, arrived in Brisbane on Wednesday. So to everyone in Mildura, you're going to be able to hear SEN Breakfast on SEN Track 89.1 FM from 6 o'clock next Monday. And Sports Day will be booking each day's racing coverage. So good luck to Mark Elvey, who's going to run our Mildura office up there. James is on the line. Is he on the line right now? He doesn't know anything about this. James, good morning to you.
Good morning. Is that Gary?
It's Gary and Tim Watson. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, mate?
Well, we love your story. You're 83 years young. You're from Mildura. You've been to 49 grand finals, but you haven't got a ticket for the grand final there at the Gabba yet.
Not yet. I got here 2 days early, hoping to go around to some pubs to see if I can find a scalper and go to the ground on Saturday. See how I go.
Well, what we can do for you this morning is say that you are off to your 50th grand final, because on behalf of all of us at SEN, Mildura, we're about to go into Mildura next Monday, so we thought this would be a great way to launch it. You're a big name in Mildura, and you now got a grand final ticket.
I don't believe it. You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. I'm fair dinkum.
There's a ticket here.
There's a ticket coming your way, my friend, on behalf of all of us at SEN.
Well, I better ask the office girl if there's some mail here for me.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't know the actual logistics, but trust me, and we will guarantee you you'll have a ticket for the grand final.
No, it's here.
Oh, it's already there.
It's bloody well here.
It's bloody well there.
You beauty. I can't believe it.
How good's that, eh?
Well, mate in Mildura, Dale Stafford, he said that he knew Craig Hutchison. He said, I'll see how I go. And I've been waiting with a bated breath, and it's bloody well here, you ripper.
Well, there you go. Who do you barrack for, James?
I barrack for Essendon.
Right, well, there you go. You got the great Tim Watson here, Wispy.
Yeah, right. I've seen him win 5 on the day at the G, so I can die happy.
Yeah, indeed. That's 5 more than me and my club, so you're fortunate. I don't know if Tim's dropped out. Are you there, Tim?
No, I'm here, Gary. I'm just listening to James. James, gee whiz, and you were having no luck at all when you went from hotel to hotel. What sort of price were they asking for the tickets up there? Is the scalping alive and well up there?
No, I didn't run into anyone that looked like selling anything. I was going to have another go today and then go to the Gabba tomorrow to see how I go, but no, she's in my hand as I speak.
hey, James.
The sandboy.
There you go. James, has there been a favourite grand final that you've attended over the years?
Well, I always claimed that the 67 Richmond Geelong was the best one. They were kicking drop kicks, stab passes. Freddie Swift had run 3 steps and bang, drop kick out to the centre. That's the best one for me.
Well, that's amazing you should mention that one, because Gary's been watching that on the TV while we've been on air this morning. He said it was amazing too.
Yeah, it was. I've loved watching it. I love the reminiscing. Hey, James, we might touch base next week and you might give us our review of what is the first grand final to be played under lights and the first one up there in Queensland, and you're going to be a part of that history. So your 50th one as well, and we're wrapped to be able to make that happen for you this morning.
Yeah, I've got to give a bloke in Mildura, he's mixed up with the racing in Melbourne, Ross Lanyon, because I was asking him, how do you get to Brisbane? And he said, catch a plane to Darwin 2 weeks before and isolate, and he said, you can then fly into Brisbane, which I've done.
Well, you've done all of that.
Very, very, very happy.
You've done the hard yards. The people of Mildura will be rapt that you're going to be there, and we are as well. So enjoy, and we'll touch base with you next week.
Yeah, you can come and have a frothy at the Grand Hotel in Mario's Bar. That's where I normally have a beer at around about 5.
That sounds magnificent. When we're out of lockdown, we'll do that. There he is, James Wilder. Well done to everyone here, Craig Hutchison, everyone at SEN. Hutchie loves making things happen. He's a very, very generous and kind man, and I love that reaction. You bloody beauty, Wispy.
That's a good Aussie reaction, isn't it? Let's you take bloody beauty.
Our last break and wrap up before we farewell you and hand over to Kane Corns.
That was Questions Without Notice. For the Man Shake, lose the beer gut without losing the beers. Visit themanshake.com.au.